السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Veiling failure with paper and ink. News. US and Iran sign initial deal to end war, ease sanctions, and open strait as nuclear talks continue. AP News. Comment. Washington and Tehran have signed an initial memorandum of understanding, MOU, aimed at halting hostilities and launching a 60-day period of negotiations toward a final settlement regarding Iran's nuclear program. The agreement comes after months of tension and repeated American threats of military action. Despite warnings that strikes could resume, the United States appears increasingly focused on concluding the conflict through diplomacy rather than returning to war. The willingness to offer substantial concessions and sign only an interim accord reflects Washington's failure to achieve its broader strategic objectives and highlights a desire to avoid deeper entanglement. Rather than producing a comprehensive settlement, the current accord establishes a framework for continued negotiations, which are expected to involve further compromises and would extend beyond its initial 2-month timetable. While the U.S. has portrayed the agreement as a success, none of its stated objectives have been achieved, costing Washington credibility and influence. At the heart of this MOU is domestic pressure. The U.S. could no longer ignore the economy, public opinion, or internal political divisions. As tensions in the Middle East intensified, concerns grew over the impact on global economy, particularly through rising energy prices and the inflationary pressures within the United States. These are highly sensitive issues for any administration. It seems the most unhappy with the agreement are the Zionists, who have expressed clear objectives to it and criticized that the deal favors Iran and leaves key issues unresolved, specifically Iran's ballistic missile program, nuclear program details, and regional proxy activity. The interim MOU largely restores conditions that existed before the war. Additionally, the agreement grants Iran significant concessions. The United States has agreed to issue sanctions waivers, allowing Iran to sell its oil freely and immediately, with the possibility of broader sanctions relief and the release of frozen assets as negotiations progress. Iran's entrenchment program remains intact, with the deal calling only for international monitoring of its existing stockpile, rather than dismantling the program altogether. Despite Trump's characterization of the memorandum as a strong agreement, he simultaneously acknowledged its provisional nature and warned that military action could resume if negotiations fail. This duality exposes the agreement's fragility and reveals it largely as an exercise in saving face and yielding no comparable strategic gains for the United States, which finds itself increasingly unable to ignore or withstand rising domestic pressure. In contrast, the current phase of the war has resulted in favor of the Iranians. At the time of writing, Iran announced that it has closed the Strait of Hormuz again due to the repeated strikes by the Zionist entity on Lebanon, despite of the MOU with the U.S. The Zionist entity seeks to break down U.S.-Iranian negotiations for its political and military agenda as it further occupies Lebanon. In conclusion, even under significant imbalance, disciplined and sustained resistance can generate real results. This war has demonstrated that influence is not solely determined by immediate material strength, but by the ability to endure pressure and remain a relevant and independent actor. Additionally, the U.S. public is no longer willing to back imperial pursuits at the expense of further domestic discomfort. Unfortunately, Iran's nation-state constraints have only caused the U.S. a setback and will not translate into victory. Only with the Khilafah will the world see an ideological challenger that not only resists but expands, uproots, and delivers a global alternative aiming to save humanity from the clutches of the inhumane and send the U.S. retreating with its tail between its legs. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Haytham ibn Thbit, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in America. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.